Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Dicko. AJ Dicko. Three times. And I'm big to them. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. So, see, you go. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all that.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl. The one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, TAZ, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is T to the A to the Z. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I got a number here. I gotta see the number. It's 404, area code 404. State your name. If you don't want to state your name, I understand, but state your name, 404.
Peace. It's Big Lou, James Lewis.
All right, what's up, man? Because I wanted to make sure it was you.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking at 404. I said, man, I lived in 404. Wait a minute. So I remember you did say you had that 404 number. That's right. This is a Diamond Lou. Hey, Cat, one question. How did
What's
you get
that?
The name Diamond Lou? I mean,
well,
there's got to be a story behind that.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Just about all of my life, well, from the time I played college football, I gained a lot of weight. Got up to about 300 pounds, played college football, right around 300, you know, 290, 300. Wow. And I ended up getting married in the late 90s and bloomed on probably another, you know, 30 pounds. And as time progressed, you know, I looked around 5 years ago and I was 380 pounds, about to be at 400 mark. And there's a cat, one of my best friends out there, out in Atlanta, I used to work out with. He's a real close friend, and I went on my journey of losing weight, and I lost a lot of weight. I lost about 100 pounds, and he was like, man, I can't call you Big Lou no more, you know. But I tell you, when them cuts look in your back, I'm going to have to call you Diamond Lou, because you look like you're turning into a diamond. So he started calling me Diamond Lou. And that's how I got that nickname.
And I met Diamond Lou at the gym. What's the name of your book? I want you to introduce it and give people a little synopsis of what it's about.
Well, most definitely. The name of my book is My Paradigm Shift, The Way I Changed My Reality by Tapping into My Inner Universe. And I was inspired to write the book because on my journey of losing weight, I was journaling everything that I did. And over time, I guess at the point where I lost about 80 pounds, I began reading back over the material that I had written down in my daily journals. And I figured that this could be a guide for someone to use the energy that I created in that time frame of using that energy to lose weight to help somebody else do the same thing that I did that led me to where I am today in terms of living on a higher plane, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Well,
so That's pretty much, and that's
deep to even go to even book over some notes to actually put a book together. I mean, it just came to you like that then, right?
It just pretty much came to me like that because it's like at that particular time in my life, I was in a situation where I hurt my leg on the job and I was on workman's compensation and I couldn't work. So my work was getting my health right because I injured my leg on the job and went to the hospital and my blood pressure was 188 over 140 and they thought I was going to have a stroke. And although my knee was injured, my heart was more so the primary focus. And that kind of frightened me to the point to where, you know what, I'm going to get this thing in order. You know, life is too precious to be living in the destructive type of manner that I was in every type of area of my life in terms of monitoring what I put in. There was no monitor. You know, I was eating whatever. You know, I was eating good. I was drinking good. And all of that stuff was good, but it was tearing me down. So I had to reevaluate that plan and the whole situation.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do, Diamond Lou. We're gonna, I'm gonna talk to you periodically between these music changes because I was supposed to have Nicole Michelle on, but she had a family emergency, and we're praying for her because that's my peoples right there, and I want everything to be all right with her. So what I'm going to do, I had to change the format around. I'm going to talk to you for a straight half hour, but hopefully you get to be on the show the whole time. And then in between these music drops, I'm going to drop some music, then we'll come back and talk to you a little bit more, because I got a couple of questions myself. This first jam I'm going to play is called Morgan. It's Morgan, and the name of the song is What's the Plan? And, of course, Diamond Lou, nobody ain't heard this song except Morgan, whoever did it.
Okay.
I'm going to play some stuff like a lot of people know me, that I play stuff that you really ain't heard before. So this is called What's the Plan by Morgan on ATAZP Live with Diamond Lou in the house.
Yo, yo, this your girl Morgan, Morgan the CEO, and you're now listening to the Hip Hop Guru. Stay up.
That's Morgan. What's the plan? We back with Diamond Lou on ATAZP. Diamond Lou, she talking about I've been drinking, and you was talking about you was drinking and living good. Man, how did you get into that? Good segue, huh? How did you get into that that kind of life where you just went, you know, you was just out there doing all the wrong things as far as health is concerned? How did you actually catch yourself into that?
Well, you know what? You just require more. It's like I was a correctional officer. I go in with my uniform on. I get discounts at different restaurants. Popeyes was one of my favorites.
That'll do it.
So I go in and get a 20% discount on the box of chicken, and Krispy Kreme is right next door, and the hot sauce on. You know, it's like... That's a deadly combination in itself. And it's like you just require more. It's like six beers didn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? I keep running them Heinekens back, and I kept them on deck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I kept a case of beer. It's like whether it was Dos Equis, I had a 12-pack of that, or I had a 12-pack of Heineken. You know, it's just reach in the fridge and you got a cold one. You know,
right.
You just require more. It's like once you get a little taste, every time it requires more, and you want to feel it, you know, and it's like hard to stop, you know. And it just one of those things I had to do was reposition myself and focus on being disciplined. And
right.
That's one of those where I had to look deep within myself to be able to create that type of change. And I had to go in. It's like everybody's like, oh, what do you do? And try to analyze what everybody else does when all the keys and the secrets are on the inside. So
right,
I had to
right.
look deep within myself. I had to look deep within myself to find that energy that I have. And that energy that I have deep within me is the substance that is made of the Creator. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So with that being said, I have that gift and that power to tap into that energy right there and utilize it for my advantage. So, and that's how I was able to turn those destructive habits around. It's like I'm a vegan now. I've been a vegan for like over 120 days and counting.
Cool.
You know, I haven't had any animal products whatsoever. You know, so I haven't been drinking any alcohol whatsoever. You know, so it's just I feel light. I feel like a light body. You know.
Now, okay. What do you say to somebody that who you know may be listening to this show? Laying on back with a Krispy Kreme and a ham sandwich, talking about brother, you understand what I'm saying, dog? How would you motivate them? How would you motivate them, or what would be your story to get them to think about themselves in the same way you thought about yourself to get your way to drop the weight and live healthy?
Well, I would ask them, do they want to live or do they want to die? Because what I was doing was, you know, they say we're all going to die. You know, energy never dies. And with that being said, we have the ability, our bodies have the ability to heal themselves, heal and repair themselves. And if you think about what you consume, either it's going to kill you or it's going to give you life, which is one of the reasons why I stopped eating meat. Because
right.
of the energy that's in that meat is transferred into you. So anything that's being moved into the slaughter, it's going to have some fear in it. You know, if you think about a chicken, it's about to get its neck wrung and cut off and turned upside down so it could bleed out. That's pretty disturbing
right.
to me. Just
right.
like those cows are being pushed into the slaughterhouse. You know, they know what's going down. So that energy is packaged up and frozen and put on display just for us to consume. And
mm-hmm.
I just can't fathom the thought of that energy. But what I would tell somebody, what I would ask somebody is how they value their life and how do they want to live their life. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be 60 years old, 70 years old, walking on a walker with one foot inside the convalescent home? Or do you want to be traveling the world and walking on the beach with your significant other, enjoying the world? You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't change that lifestyle, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have one foot inside the convalescent home and one foot in your child's house. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be trying to make a decision on whether they should push you on up in that convalescent home or whether they should take you in. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be a tough decision. And I made
right.
a decision that I didn't want to live that type of way. I want to be traveling the world, you know, still running around, 60 and 70 years old, still lifting weights in the gym. Being an example for these ego lifters in the gym, showing them
right.
that I can still get out if I want to. You know?
Right. Oh, I understand, bro. I understand. As long as you in the A. I knew somebody that was 72. I think I told you. 70, he ought to be 78 now. I met him when he was 72, mm-hmm. when I was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to go in there and lift weights. Had his cowboy boots on and jeans and a tight shirt. And that dude be rolling, be throwing weights up. And he was 72
right.
at the time. And he's very, he's very cool. Very nice guy. And, I mean, the dude used to told me he retired from the railroad and used to walk 10 miles to go to work. That was part of his workout when he was young back then. Walk 10 miles to go to work, work at the railroad, then come back and walk home. And he said, now I'm retired, so I just got to get this energy out by going to the gym. So I understand.
Right.
And that was my hero. So I know I want to be in there when I'm 72, just like you.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I got another cut. This is Toby Lou. Not the same Lou spelled the same way yours is. His is spelled L-O-U. Yours is spelled L-U-E. This is Toby Lou with Diamond Lou on the show. The name of the song is called Text Me.
My phone and my hand right now. I'm flipping through the gram right now. I'm skipping through some snaps right now. Your boy got the maps going wild. Oh, text me, text me, text me. Something that you wanna tell me. Text me, text me, text me. One thing, it could be anything. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you won't tell me. Text me, touch me. One thing, anything. Talk to me, love, one time, it's okay. I still fuck with you the long way. I'm up late, way back, the wrong things. Tweet, watch it, watch, tweet, talk about coming. I ain't got shit to do on Tuesdays. You could probably come through on school, man. Just like you used to do on school days. We would skip class, then hit the movies. My phone in my hand right now. I'm flipping through the gram right now. I'm skipping through some snaps right now. Your boy got the mask on wild. My phone in my hand right now. I wonder where you at right now. Cause I'm slipping through the cracks right now. Your boy got the mask on wild. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you won't tell me. Text me, text me, text me. One thing, it could be anything. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you won't tell me. Text me, text me, text me. And I say, Ali Ali action free. What you doing? You not with me.
What you doing?
My bro said, watch out for the
up.
My mama said, just let her go. But I don't wanna let you go. Whipping, whipping down the road. Tipping on tippy toes. I got a little hope that I'm gonna hear your tone. I don't wanna be alone. I've been sipping way too long. I've been flipping, ayy, skipping through these apps on my phone. Yeah. Look at my phone, don't I got juice? Don't I got bars? What did he do? Why is everyone hitting me up but you? Text me, text me, text me. Something that you won't tell me. Text me, text me, text me. One thing, it could be anything. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you won't tell me. Text me, text me, text me. One thing, anything. Charger in the wall, girl, you don't have to call. It's probably for the best. Stop fucking with my head. They cut my Wi-Fi up, but my bars are looking strong, strong. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you wanna tell me. Text me, text me, text me. One thing, it could be anything. Text me, text me, text me. Something that you wanna tell me. Text me, text me. Anything.
girl Cleo Jones and
the Mad Black Man,
and you're now listening to TAZ
on Blog Talk Radio. Can I take over this show?
No, you can't.
I can't take over this show.
Nah, man.
All right.
Hey, TAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. Diamond Lou, did you like that song, man? Did you like that song?
It was a bit catchy. It was a bit catchy. And that's what we do. What we do.
I got one of the listeners. She told me it's funny. She was thinking of going vegan too because she loves animals. Mm-hmm. And she said it's so funny you was talking about that. Okay, I'm gonna ask you. Like back then, you said what you ate, and you said it was the quantities, and you could always eat more. What would a day in Diamond Lou be back then when he was just not even caring about his body no way? What would a day be? I mean, would you go to the gym too? But would you?
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Okay. Now tell me what it'd be. Give me the rundown, the actual eat.
There's probably a 7,500, it probably is 7,500 calorie diet from the time I got off work to the time I went to bed. And that's not even counting the calories that I ate, you know, prior to that. You know, that sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit on the way to work. You know what I'm saying? And then at work, ain't no telling, you know, what it was going to be. But after I got off work, I would always get like a 12-piece spicy, you know, from Popeye, you know, with a bunch of peppers, jalapeno peppers. I just wanted chicken. But I don't know. They had the Hustle on Lick over on Cobb Parkway over in Marietta, Georgia.
Right.
Every time I left Popeye's, that Krispy Kreme that's like on the other side of the Taco Bell.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So I would whip in Krispy Kreme and give me a dozen of them Krispy Kreme donuts. You know what
I lived over there, too. I know what you're talking
about. Oh, my goodness, man. Them high glaze donuts.
Yeah.
I would have six of them joints ate before I even got to the house.
No, I know what you're talking about. I didn't eat that many. I normally get three or something like that. I didn't go there all the time, I just didn't go there all the time. I mean, I didn't know nothing about the Hot Light till one day I caught it. I guess after a year I was there, and boy, it changed my life.
It's a game changer, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
I have icing all over the front seat.
You get them right out of the grease. What?
I'm telling you, it's fresh out of the grease. I'm telling you. Mm. Yeah.
So now.
And then I go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you eating those peppers should have at least brought your diabetes down, at least. You know,
I never was diagnosed with it. I was on the verge, but I never was diagnosed. I was borderline hypertension. It's a crazy thing about the human body, you know, because I was able to reverse all of that, you know, as soon as I lost the weight.
Because the doctor asked me the last time, he said, your cholesterol went way down. What happened? And I was like, I don't know. And he looked at me like I was doing something. He just wanted to know what happened. I said, I don't know. I mean, be honest with you. I ain't eating a lot of fried food, so I don't know. I just didn't know until I put it together. I was putting those jalapenos in my salad, you know.
Right.
And I was eating them for real.
Right.
Like mad for real. So I all the time put it in my salad. So I didn't know, you know, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it was. So what is the day like, the diet like now? Was it a massive change or a gradual?
It was a gradual change because I've been maintaining 130-pound weight loss for over 4.5, almost 5 years now. So now it's super clean. this particular year, what I do is twice a year I diet my weight down, bulk up and get my weight up, and I never go over 280, and then I lean out, building my muscle, and then I lean out, getting lean as I possibly can. Well, this particular year, I decided I was going to do something a little different. I was not going to eat meat for 4 weeks. And after the fourth week, I liked the way I felt so much to where I just never added meat or any type of animal product back to my diet. And on top of that, I'm in school. I'm a marketing and public relations major. And I had to write a paper on the processing of food, particularly with animals. And I watched a couple of documentaries that that helped me become vegan pretty quick as well. So now it's just super clean. I eat a lot of kale. I eat a lot of beans, kidney beans. I keep the crock pot really hot. You know, I eat a lot of sweet potatoes and yams, things of that nature. I eat a lot of fruit, mangoes, strawberries, blueberries, a lot of nuts, wild rice, a lot of Brazil nuts and cashews and walnuts and things of that nature. I eat like a silverback.
Yeah.
And my coworkers call me the silverback. You know, I eat like a silverback. Yeah,
because that's what they eat. A lot of berries and carrots. Yeah,
right.
A lot of greens. Yeah.
Right.
And one of the listeners said, it is hard. The struggle is real.
Yeah, it really is.
And she's writing all this down. So that's a good thing. It helps.
Well,
somebody.
I tell you what, the thing of it is your perception is your reality. So for me, once I was able to change my perception, then in essence, my reality changed. So I had to change my perception of myself. I didn't like the way I felt when I was 380 pounds. I definitely didn't like the way I looked. I looked like Sherman Clump, you know, and I mean, although I've always been somewhat of a handsome man, you know, and never had a problem with the lady, I felt so uncomfortable being that big. So I used to wear a size 50 and a size 52 pair of Levi's. Now I have to wear a belt with a 36. So that's a significant difference. So it's just about your health is your wealth.
Now, I want to go vegan, but I'm gonna tell you that fish got me on lock, bro. I can't get off eating fish, man. I mean, that is my one weakness right there. And other than that, I could go vegan if I didn't want to eat. You know, and I like different types, like salmon. I like catfish, and I like it all kind of ways, either fried, baked, grilled. I really prefer grilled. So I mean, I can't get off of that, dog. So I'll be a what is it, a 20%er?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can't get off of that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a tough journey, but it's all mental. Just like everything in life is, it's just all mental. So once you change your mind, you're capable of achieving and accomplishing anything, you know.
Now going vegan is expensive, though, or is it not?
It's not as expensive as one would think, but at the same time, when you change your lifestyle, it's one of those things that gradually has to happen because we're so programmed in everything that we do in terms of being a consumer our purchase decision. And food is, the unhealthy food is very cheap, and the healthier food is expensive. But once you get portion control down, and once you get creative in terms of creating your meals, just for example, I got a big bowl of kidney beans soaking right now, and I'm going to throw them in the crock pot tomorrow. You know, I got a big bag of kale that I'm just going to steam. You know, I cook some wild rice, a big pot of wild rice, and You know, a lot of people get tired of eating all the same thing all the time just because they're so programmed to eat for enjoyment instead of eating for nutrition. But once you understand it's all about eating for nutrition and the desired look and feeling of the, what's going to make you happy and makes it easier for you to love yourself, then it's not a problem. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the 5 years was prepping my food was that I felt so much better when I prepped my food and ate clean, and in essence, I liked the way that I looked in the mirror. And whenever I started eating bad, I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. Well, that's where it all starts at. When you look at yourself in the mirror and you take all your clothes off, are you happy? You have to ask yourself that. Because if you're not, then you need to reevaluate your situation. Because it's all about you making yourself the person that you want to love. And you have to love. But you got to be straight with it, too. You can't try to sugarcoat it and talk yourself out of it. You got to be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? This is what I got to do. And it makes it easier for you to make that decision when you're real with yourself. And on top of that, it makes you a better person, because if you're real with yourself, then you can be real with everybody else.
Right.
So that's what worked for me. I just, you know, and I'm still evolving. It don't stop.
Now, one of the listeners said she likes that your perception is your reality and your health is your wealth. She wanted to know what recipe book do you follow? Do you follow a recipe book?
No. It's all pretty much experimental. I don't use any salt. And if I do use salt, it's usually like some Himalayan sea salt. But
yeah, I use that. That's all I use.
I very rarely use salt. I feel it out. I just feel it out, you know. I love to cook. I've always loved to cook, you know, being a big boy. You know, I was frying everything. I had grease all over the kitchen. But, you know, I've always loved to cook.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting in there, experimenting with some things and squashing zucchini and, you know, a little ginger root and, you know, turmeric, you know, I'm just experimenting with a lot of things and expanding my flavor palette, you know, and understanding that my palette is more refined and more developed based on some of the foods that I eat now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how it would feel to try to eat a rib or some chicken, you know, now. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
Everything else would be too salty, you know, just because of the evolution of my flavor palette. So I've become really accustomed to eating clean, you know, because, you know, I just look at it like this. If I don't eat clean, I can't get lean. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about being lean.
You threw me off on that. My question is, have you ever made I make bean pies and I also make bean burgers. Have you ever tried to make a bean burger?
That's the next thing that I want to try to do, a black bean burger. I've never tried to make one. But I figure I throw together some chia seeds and some quinoa or something. I can make it work. You know, some black beans. We can make
now,
it work.
What I did was I took some Brussels sprouts. Put some olive oil on them, season them, and I got a pan with holes in it and put it on the grill, and I grilled my Brussels sprouts to get the smoke flavor in there. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And so I had my black beans, Brussels sprouts, a little bit of some tomatoes, some cherry tomatoes that I diced up, a couple green onions that I cut up and put in there, and I had a whole packet of croutons that was seasoned with black pepper, croutons,
right.
And put it in the food processor, you know, made it all real fine, grated real fine,
right.
and molded it together
right.
with two eggs, of course, like a burger. And
mm-hmm.
I grilled it. So
right.
I'm telling you, bro, those black bean burgers I make come through. They really come through.
right.
So, and I make bean pies, too. A lot of my friends say better than the Jamaicans. A lot of my friends. They all
right.
make them better than the Rastafarians. I had to have it.
I know that's
so
right.
So I can eat vegetarian all day long, but like I said, every now and then I need some fish in my life. Yeah, I just can't. I mean, I could do without all the other meat for real, but man, some fish. That's about the only thing. I don't eat that much shrimp. I eat some every now and then, but I don't eat that much.
Mm-hmm.
And any other
right.
food, I don't eat that much. I might eat some crawfish every now and then,
okay.
but other than that, that's it. And
right.
I don't eat crawfish,
right.
you know, that much either. So, like I said, it's just straight fish. So, fish over a
right.
salad, I'm good.
Right.
So,
yeah,
let me get into the next song. This is Trip Lee, my cousin. He sent this to me, my cousin J-Bug. Matter of fact, I played J-Bug's little commercial he did for me because we both do hip-hop and we do music together. He sent me this song. It's a hip-hop song, but he's a gospel artist, gospel hip-hop artist, and this guy is a gospel hip-hop artist as well. His name is Trip Lee, and the name of the song is The Prognosis. And that's what Diamond Lou is giving, The Prognosis, up in here on ATAZP, baby.
Hey, I still recall the day the doctor told me that I was sick, yeah, my mind keeps going back. It was a trip, like I was thinking he ain't know the facts. Probably cause my heart couldn't get a hold of that. He said that I was terminal and that it spread quick, and my whole body was infected, I'm desperate. My mind's racing at this point, I want to exit, cause all this test suggested I'd be dead quick. But honestly, man, I really should have seen the signs. I was blind, no one couldn't read between the lines. I was numb, so I couldn't feel my fever climb. But my whole system was foul, like comedic lines. The way they treat it, fine. I figured out like I was drinking wine. I wasn't even trying to think about my plans for the evening time. All I could think was I was weak and dying. I was reminded of the life that I would leave behind. And so,
I know it's in the phone and soon and I'm terrified. I'm afraid of what's coming and I'm scared to die. But it ain't looking good for me. Now it ain't looking good for me. I know it's in the phone and soon and I'm terrified. I'm afraid of what's coming and I'm scared to die. But it ain't looking good for me. Now it ain't looking good for me.
I got home and it hit me in the worst way. I've been sick with this disease since my birthday. I was ridden with symptoms since my first day. Head and toe, my whole system in the first state. I was mentally ill, I was futile in mind. Darkened in my understanding, was a student in the crime. Having eyes couldn't see cause I was truthfully blind. Having ears couldn't hear but couldn't do any signs. Broke was an open grave, tongue used for the lies. Snake venom under lips, which I haven't used to divide. And chips on my shoulders was wounded aside. Both my lungs collapsed, inhaled a secondhand pride. Below the waist was just more of the same. Feet with the shed blood or something more was the game. Man, it's bad blood simply poured through my veins. Can't ignore it anymore, ain't the story the same. I was in pain, so
I know it's in the phone soon and I'm terrified. I'm afraid of what's coming and I'm scared to die. But it ain't looking good for me. Now it ain't looking good for me. I know it's in the phone soon and I'm terrified. I'm afraid of what's coming and I'm scared to die. But it ain't looking good for me. Now it ain't looking good for me.
My whole life has been exposed to dark. My disease and my deeds hitting off the mark. But I love my illness even from the start. Like everything was a symptom of my broken heart. It pumped corruption to every single part of me. It pumped death and deception through arteries. My direction was set to invest in reflecting deception. It's threatened my best in. My death wasn't far for me. Cause try to beat the symptoms now. It wouldn't matter cause my heart would keep me living fail. I was helpless and hopeless. It's ending now. Unless somehow I get a new heart. Well, this is hell. I heard that there were others with the same place. But there was one begotten son who could save life. And his heart was so perfect. He gave life. My heart of stone's been exchanged, I've been changed, right?
I know it's in the phone, it's soon, and I'm terrified. I'm afraid of what's coming, and I'm scared to die. But it ain't looking good for me. Now it ain't looking good for me.
Told the guy's standard is so high. My broken heart kept me from meeting his standard. So I just kept falling short over and over and over again. There really was nothing I could do. It was not looking good for me. I guess my question to you is, since God's standard is perfection and none of us meet it, how do you plan on getting back? I know what I do. Honest, I ain't worried about a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro croak, yeah, it's hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind, and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stro, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep a true arm, about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yep, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, y'all.
Yo, that's my cousin, Jay Bug, did a drop for me. This is ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio with Diamond Lou in the house. This is how we do, bro. We play up that you ain't never heard where you just be going, what? Where in the heck did he get this at? You know, so like stuff I do send out that I send to you. A lot of people, you know, a lot of my people heard it, but when other people listen to it, they be going, man, I'm tripping, dog. You actually did something. You know something, boy.
Right.
You know, some stuff like that. I got a couple of listeners are saying that they are interested in getting your book. I want you to actually give the information out on how to get it. I told them to hit you up on Facebook, but I want you to actually put out the info on how to get your book.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It's on Amazon. Just go to Amazon. Just type in My Paradigm Shift, and it'll pull it up. It's a purple book with the has a photo of the Earth and some, I guess it's some clouds, some turbulence in the air. And the title of the book is My Paradigm Shift: How I Changed My Reality by Tapping Into My Inner Universe. It's available on Amazon and Kindle as well. And there it is. It's just an experience. It's an experience. Maintaining 130-pound weight loss total 150 pounds. So
that's cool, man.
That's like two, almost two people.
yeah. But I know that might be one person, man. 150, that better be one. Yeah, you know, I got to get maybe two people on air. Yeah.
Two Japanese people.
I also give your information now so people can hit you on Facebook and they might want to just chat to you because you did say you was a good looking guy.
yes, I'm Diamond Lou. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm on the book. It's under Diamond Lou. That's L-U-E. Diamond Lou. Diamond Lou. And that is L-U-E. www.facebook.com/big, as in B-I-G-G. LEW93 is
cool,
technically
man.
What it was, part of my transformation.
Also, one of the listeners, they said, glad I ain't putting nobody's name on this, but they said, I'm being butt naked in my house eating ice cream cone. Okay, he got me reevaluating myself over here.
Right. That would be wise to reevaluate that situation. Although it might be good going down, you know. I guess the real question is: are you happy what you see in the mirror? You know,
right.
Are you gonna be on the Stairmaster? Are you gonna be on the treadmill in the morning? Or what you gonna do to get that off?
Well, Diamond Lou, I'm glad you came through, bro. You got a lot of information out, and I know a lot of people that listen to this back again will be going, man, I need to get his book for real. So I'm glad you came through, dog. You could come through anytime,
man.
And co-host too, so you could get to
Absolutely.
Know a couple of these artists that I'm friends with around the country.
Okay.
And yeah, you've been there talking about, man, Taz had me to so-and-so, I got to get the album now. You know,
right?
It's all good.
Right.
I'm gonna leave this in. This is the last song I'm gonna play. It's one of mine. It's a new one that I just did for the new CD, for new presidential CD. This is called "Don't Drag Me." This is supposed to be me being the president, and people won't drag me out on the floor. And these bad knees don't drag me out on the floor until next week. Diamond Lou in the house. I appreciate you, brother.
Peace. Already.
Just doing my way, presidential on chill, with name to say. This girl rolls up, saying, can't you play? Yo, Shirley Murdoch, baby, as we lay. Talking that stuff like she's presidential. Want me on over at a residential. I say no, you'll cause a conflict in the middle of jet, featured in a pic. Now they popping bottles, cause it's on me. I always get the tab, the press, T-A-Z. I don't drink, I just like to jam. This girly half naked running up a fan. I tell her I'm chillin' and we cannot. She wants to get with it cause she is hot. She starts pulling, saying it's her song. But naked lady, with you is wrong. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out. Understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. You see, with her, got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out. Understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. She don't understand. Puts her hands on my chest. She wants me to kill it and all the rest. In my early days, the answer be yes. Around her ankles would be that black dress. Ain't gonna have me slipping some big goof. I'm dignified, baby, and I got cool. So the Secret Service ushered her away. I said another time, maybe another day. Turned the lights off, the party stopped. The DJ gave me a presidential shot. I said, all right, stood up and waved. Girlies in the joint, they didn't behave. Coming up to me through VIP, saying they wanna dance with the DAC. They start pulling, saying, yo, it's this on. These thirsty hoes, you know you're wrong. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand. Don't drag me out on the floor. Don't drag me out, understand. Don't drag me out on the floor. The Secret Service got it well in hand.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G Wright Sing. And then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.